a young man from China, has been bicycling across the United States. His intention is to spend not a single penny, but to rely on the generosity of people. So far, he has been deeply impressed with the welcome, kindness, and generosity of the people he has met. Their kindness has changed his attitude toward people in the United States. There are so many good people and generous people in our nation who extend such warm hospitality. Today we imagine Jesus sitting in the large outer courtyard of the temple, watching people. He looked at the scribes who were experts in the law. He saw them drawing attention to their piety by dressing and reciting prayers. They lived off the generous contributions of many poor people, supporting temple requirements. I wonder how aware their lifestyle impacted the needy. Jesus then watched a poor widow put two small coins worth a few pennies into the temple treasury. She gave all that she had to live on. The widow at the time of Jesus was not entitled to any kind of inheritance. She depended on her family or others for her well-being. Jesus pointed out this to his disciples. Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had to live on. The widow had nothing left to give. She was totally dependent upon God and willing to give God everything. For her, there were no halfway measures. With her two pennies, she gave her entire self to God. This gift was more precious to God than a rich man giving a few million dollars. Her trust in God was complete. We have a similar story in the Old Testament reading. A severe drought had fallen upon the country. Even the greatest prophet Elijah was starving as he traveled to the foreign land of Zarephath. God told him to ask a poor widow to feed him. He met the widow gathering sticks of wood and asked for a cup of water and a bit of bread before she fed herself and her son. She complained that she herself and her little son were also on the verge of starvation. Elijah nevertheless encouraged her, "The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth." She believed him and gave from her need. She fed Elijah first, then her little son, and then herself. She glorified God by attending to the needs of God's prophet. I am certain God gave her what she needed. What we give comes back to us tenfold. Humanity has so many needs. We sincerely desire as Christians to help satisfy those needs. The word desire comes from the Latin words de, meaning away from, and sidera, meaning the stars. We recognize how far we are from the stars we long to approach. I ask myself how I give glory to God by sharing the gifts entrusted to me. Do I hold on tightly to them? Do I think I won't have enough? Or am I able to be generous with what I have received? How full are our bank accounts or our closets? St. Ignatius of Loyola was the founder and head of the Jesuits. He began all his letters and decrees with the initials AMDG. Those initials meant Ad Maiorem Dei Gloriam, for the greater glory of God. He lived for God's greater honor and glory. For him, the foundational writing of documents for the new religious order and his letters in support of missionaries throughout the world was his way of generous giving in response to what he had already received. His writing was his way of glorifying God. God cared for him by allowing this newly founded Jesuit order to expand across the world, feeding others. Are we willing to give God our two pennies, what we need to live on? How can we express our desire to glorify God? We are familiar with and pray frequently the prayer, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." In our generosity, we glorify God.